Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
This week we're talking about our identity in God. And I think it's a great topic because when we know who we are in God, then from there we can build so much into our lives and we can have a confidence in our life.
Well, it's interesting because just the last few days I'm applying for different things with the government.
Yeah.
And I have to show my identity. So I have to send in my passport.
Kind of have to prove yourself, don't you? Yeah.
You know how you're going to get 100 points?
Yeah.
My passport, my driver's license. If I don't have a passport, Australian citizenship, if I've come from another
utilities
country.
Utilities bill, where you live.
Where I live, you know, all the different things. And when I was listening to your talk, it was very much like, wow, you know, in my wallet at the moment I've got a driver's license with my photo on it and where I live and everything, that's my proof. But if you can't drive, you can get identity cards with your photo and your, you know, address on it and stuff. So do I have a wallet, don't want to call it a religious wallet.
Chosen by God, like you mean like
yeah,
a card
daughter
that
of
says,
the living God, yeah, you know, and there's my photo and then my photo changes, not because of age, but because, as I'm changing, becoming more like who God created me to be.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I don't have it on me. It's not a card.
Yeah.
But that's way more important, my identity of who I am, than a human card that I show someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. It's an interesting way to think about it, isn't it? But I think when we know who we are in God, and really what that comes down to is the fact that he loves us completely without anything we could ever do or say achieve.
It makes your life stable.
Mm.
You know, like the last few recently talked about, we don't like change, we like the stability.
Mm.
Well, then knowing who we are in God, that we are a son or a daughter of the living God, we've been created by him, he created us out of love, and that he's drawing us to himself, to this eternal life with him, because he loves us totally, that identity makes us feel stable and wholesome and loved and like I can get up out of bed every morning because of who I am in him.
Because it makes me think about some of the things that we can chase in life, which, you know, I've done before. Oh, I need to have those clothes because then I'll fit in with that crowd. You know, I need to dress a certain way, do my hair a certain way. You know, we chase those things, but why? Because we want to be accepted.
We want to fit in.
Because we want to fit in. Maybe we would say some of us, we want to be loved. We want to feel loved. With God, we know that we just are loved.
Totally loved.
And so we don't need to chase any of those things because already it comes from a place of, I am chosen.
Yes.
I am wanted.
Yes.
I am loved.
Yes.
And that's our identity, that God has chosen me.
Yeah, there's a saying where God loves us totally, but he doesn't leave us the way we are because he loves us so much. Mm. And so he desires to draw us to himself, which is pure perfection, so that one day we will be pure before him.
Mm. Which is why those scriptures that I shared about the beauty is found within us, that's what those scriptures are talking about, that as we allow God to draw us to his perfection.
To work within us.
And to work within us. That's where.
To change us, to transform
that
us.
That beauty comes because he has transformed those things. He's taken away all the ugliness and the sinfulness in us to work towards, like that scripture from Proverbs talks about, I have wisdom and kindness, because God has worked those things
into me.
It's a different criteria to what God is asking of each and every one of us to what the world is. You know, like you were saying, oh, well, we want these clothes or we want to look this way or we want to be because we want to fit in. Whereas we don't have to fit in to God's kingdom because he invites us all in. But when we come, then he says, well, now let's make you the best you that you can be.
Like
not
refinement.
To fit in because you're already in. But yes, for best for you. You know, you're not changing because you're trying to fit in amongst everyone. You're changing because you're actually becoming the person that you're meant to be.
You're perfecting.
You're not comparing yourself
God.
To someone else. You're comparing yourself, I guess, to the original you that God created you to be.
And when you come with that confidence, I think, of knowing who you are in God, then when there are things that we want to achieve in life, because God has put those things in us to want to do, like there's nothing wrong with achieving things, but you don't need those things to be satisfied. You don't need to have accumulated goods
to be happy
with yourself. Exactly. Like it gives you a completely different perspective. I don't have to have the best car or, you know, an amazing house. Can I have those things? Yes, I can. I'm not saying those things are bad, but the checklist of my priorities is who I am more than what I have and what I'm doing.
Yeah, what I have and what I'm doing is nothing compared to who you are.
And then I think from there we know that when we have our identity, the scripture at the very end that I was alluding to is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and it says, "For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." So when we know who we are in God, then we know that he has a plan for us, and those plan, the plan is to do good works. And so our identity is also connected to our purpose in life.
It's also, though, it says good works that he has prepared beforehand for us.
Yes.
Like God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So if we're seeking him, we're seeking the king. Because we're seeking the king, we find the kingdom. And because we find the kingdom, we find actually the good works that God's already hidden, maybe not hidden even, but we find the works that he desires us to do. He's planned it for us. It's like there's a special gifts box we have to unwrap that's just for Emma, just for me, just for you, that only you can unwrap and do. It's nobody else can do it but you, because it's the good works God set aside for you to do.
So the weekly challenge, I think, or I've put down, is to go away and think about the woman you want to become. Think about those traits and think about whether or not you know who you are in God.
But also, what can you do to help you get those traits? Yes, it's total transformation from God. It's God who does it. But God wants us to partner with him in doing or working towards what he does within us. You know, it's our free choice. But then in the free choice, you might, okay, it's our free choice if we decide to sign up for the marathon. But you don't just sign up and don't train, because that's stupid. Stupid way of living, stupid way of thinking. If you sign up for something and say, I want to be, I don't know, maybe it is. I want to use my intelligence in my field of medical research and I want to be the best that I can be. Well, then you have to work hard at it. God needs to come and do the rest, of course. And he's given you that gift and ability in the first place. But we need to put time aside, research, study, whatever it might be. So maybe the desires of your heart, how what the person you want to be, as much as you can think about what you want to be, then ask God, Lord, what do you want me to be? Because often that the gifts within you, the dreams within you, God's put there. So ask him, though, to help you work out and write down those traits and then work out, well, if I need to do that, I'll need to get up earlier because I'll need to pray before I go to work, or I'll need to stay up later and do more research. Whatever it might be, we need to put into our lives things so that we can achieve those things.
Yes, yeah. But I was also thinking about who we're becoming. So sometimes that's not like needing to improve skill set, but it's a disposition of our heart that may need to change.
So therefore, how do I change that disposition
to help with that?
Yeah, and it can be like David did, you God create in me the clean heart, you God transform me.
Yeah,
so it's extra prayer time, extra service, extra extra putting it out there and go, Lord, I want to be a kinder person, so put me in situations where I need to be kinder.
Yeah. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. Maybe it's given you lots to think about. We look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.